So today we're talking to Ines Stapel. She's the Lasher Internal Sales Manager, and she's based and works out of the head office in Germiston. Now, I can tell you guys, after this year and the year we've just been all as South Africans and as the world, this is most certainly one of our strongest members within Lasher. And the amount of stuff she had to take on through this year, the changes, we are very privileged and honored to have you here. Ines Stapel, welcome, Ines.
Morning and thank you. Oh, hello and thank you.
So, Ines, if I say you work very closely with all the internal reps, you're also responsible for accepting and signing off all the customer orders once all in stock and payments are verified. And then you also coordinate internally through dispatching, delivering of goods, and you always make sure it's done in such a timely and professional way. So thank you very much for the role that you and your team plays. How are you this
morning?
Thank
you, Albert. I really appreciate that. I really do. And we you know, strive to do our best in delivering and just making our customers happy.
Yeah, just like, Ines, you've been with Lasher for how many years now?
It's 25 years now.
25.
So I'm part of the furniture.
Oh, no. So just give people that every day. I mean, so many people that order from Lasher and so many of our clients, everybody would now know who I'm speaking to. So every day, you know, a lot of the times they stay over the phone with you, even over all these years, and occasionally you get to meet some of the customers. So if I have to give them an insight into your family setup, what's that like?
Well, I have two beautiful daughters, Daniela, who's 23, she was 23 on Monday now, and I have Dominique, who's 17.
So you've gone through the phases.
I have. yeah, all the baby stages and all of those stages.
So, you know, I tell you, in 2020, and I think it's very different to how kids were raised necessarily much younger in the world. What do you try and teach them? You know, we certainly know you from a work perspective. We know how you take on customers and how you always deal with everything. So how do you do it at home? How do you apply yourself as a mom there?
What I teach my children mostly is respect and compassion. You need to have both of those in life nowadays, you know, respect and the compassion. And I see a lot of kids nowadays don't have that.
Yeah.
And it makes you very sad because those are, you know, the best qualities that children should actually have.
Yeah, and I suppose it's so appropriate that you also, because we're not a perfect company, and I'm not going to talk for you, but I'm also not a perfect dad, and I get things wrong all the time. But we do it with also respect and so much compassion, and it's so awesome that you teach that, Ines, because we need the next generations to always understand those things. And even when it comes to work, you know, if we imagine we had to do what we do every day, if we didn't have compassion once towards each other, you know, we every now and again want to take each other's hairs out. We have those moments most certainly as well.
Yeah, which is normal.
Is normal. But we do have so much love and compassion towards each other. And I'd like to think that it's very genuine also between all of us.
Yes, definitely. We respect each other. And well, especially the elders. You know, you have to respect your elders. The way I was brought up. And that's the way, you know, that's the principles I teach my children.
Yeah, well, you've certainly earned our respect, Ines, from a Lasher perspective. And, you know, we also, if you think about that, that's also because when you work for a certain brand, there's values and it comes with it. And we also then attract a certain type of people, you know, that have certain values that relates to us and that they can relate to our customers. Because one of the things I've always respected of Lasher on a side note is that they've always made things with exceptional quality. And that's a respect that they have for their customers and their markets. And I also think I've always been very in awe of that, the fact that they still make things that they used to make it and still in the same quality and haven't followed the rest of the market, which is just focused on making things cheaper and nastier.
That's correct. Yes, I totally agree with you there, Albert.
So this year in mind, it's been a tough one. The brand for you as at home, I can just imagine, and the family and sorts, all sorts of things we had to deal with and came to light. So, you know, what have you encountered and what has made you stronger? Or what have you got to learn from this year? Is there anything that you want to share there?
I guess it's to appreciate what we actually have, because so many people have lost their jobs and I'm just grateful that Lasher, you know, that we've been doing so well and, yeah, that we're doing well and, you know, we're going for it.
It is. that we've learned. Because you know what? I was in my head when you said that now. Something triggered. I watched something. I think it was this morning or last night. Where they said that what this year did was, for us that were chasing the new car, if there was a new house, you always wanted to go bigger or grow. And what a fake part of life that has always been. And all of a sudden, what this year has done is just reminded you to be so grateful for what you already have.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it is. I think it's a massive highlight for all of us. And I think it's the same thing for us. We know that we also look at this and we just go, we're so fortunate to have this brand, to have a factory that's operating at the moment, to have people that are in still in positions of earning money. And in ways our business is growing, and you know, we're also very grateful for that entire support. And you know, it is really over 25 years. If you just think about the thousands and thousands of conversations you've had with customers, the hours and hours of times that you've spent over these, it must be days and weeks and years that you've been on the phone to everybody. And every time you do that, every interaction that you've had, we do really appreciate that so much, because over the years, It's brought so much a product sales into our business. It's got our brand out there. Our customers are so remarkably talk always so high about you and the team. And also thank you on a personal note from all of us at Lasha. And I literally, the salespeople are sitting in the boardroom next door. And when I said to them, I'm speaking to Ines, and they were just immediately that we are so grateful, you know, for what you have done in this team. If you look at all the stuff that needed to change this year, all the extra things we took on this year, I know we had very rough days, all of us, different times between all of us. We really are so thankful for what you've done and for pulling the team together and for working with all of us, crazies, ones, ups and the downs, to the entire team there. We feel every day so fortunate to be able to call you guys our team members.
And I feel very fortunate to be working for a company like Lasha and everything they have done for me and my team. And I mean, I've got an amazing team. And they work hard. And like I always say, we work hard, we play hard, but, you know, we get it done.